Well, good morning, kids. Welcome to Bible with Ryan time. My name's Logan. This is Bob. This is Peter. And of course, this is Ryan. Well, it's great to be together again, isn't it? It's great to stop in the middle of the week and just spend some time in the Bible. If you're new here, very warm welcome to you. It's great to have you with us. And I hope you enjoy spending some time talking through the Bible. We've been talking our way through the Bible story all the way from the beginning, and we're going to go all the way to the end. But it's not going to take as long as reading the whole Bible, because we're just touching on a few little stories along the way. But before we get to the Bible story, I always love it when you guys send me pictures, and we've got three pictures for this week. Let's have a look what we got sent. This one comes through from Kira. This is Kira from Auckland, not Kira from Hamilton. And Kira sends through a Lego depiction of what we talked about last week. If you remember, last week we talked about the people of Israel walking through what? No, Peter, not going fishing. That's right, Bob, walking through the Red Sea. And as they walked through the Red Sea, there was a wall of water on each side. If you remember the story, it's pretty limited space here. A wall of water on the side. And in the background, you can see Moses, and he's holding his staff up. And behind him, I'm assuming that's Moses with the staff. Yeah, I think that's a safe assumption. I think it's Moses in the background with the staff, and behind Moses are the Egyptians coming on their horses. Now, I actually saw this in person, which does raise the question of why I didn't ask who Moses was, but that's all right. Kira, you can correct me on Sunday when I see you at church. Either way, so you can see the Egyptians in the background. Now, I do notice that one of the Egyptians lost his lightsaber. So last night, one of the Egyptians had a lightsaber in his hand. I thought that was pretty exciting. But to be fair, they didn't have lightsabers in the Bible. They hadn't been invented yet. Not that they have yet. Anyway, moving on. So, and they're crossing through on dry ground. Well, the next one comes from Hannah, and here we have the lovely picture. And I wonder if you can spot the what's it called? It's called an emendation. Oh, that's a big word for you to learn. An emendation is when you add something. Well, you can see God in the pillar of smoke, and you can see the people crossing through on dry ground in the middle. There, the mass of people at the bottom there in the dark color. And you can see some fish flying to the side. You can see the Egyptians coming through on their chariots in the top. And then you can see Peter, Ryan, and Bob. You guys, I did not know you guys could time travel. What? Apparently they were there. I don't believe you, Bob. I mean, you're old, but I don't think you're that old. Like 4,000 years old? It's unlikely. No, Bob seems to think he was there. But either way, this picture's got them watching on, and they're watching because you remember that we saw that in the Bible story, Moses said to the people, watch, watch and see your God deliver you. And so they're watching, Peter, Bob, and Ryan, they're watching God deliver his people. Well, the last one comes from Shanette, and this one shows what happened before the event. So before God split the Red Sea, you can see the sea in the background and the people running into it. And it's kind of hard to make out on the picture, but the furthest person away, she's running into the water and she's up to her waist. And it's because the people were so scared, weren't they? And she's running into the water and she's going to try and swim for safety. No, well, Peter, you can't really fish for safety. Yeah, I realize you can eat the fish, but eating the fish doesn't save you from the massive Egyptian army that's trying to kill you. You could swim across, Ryan. I'm glad to hear. Yeah, I know you saw that face. That's all right. Ryan, you can't swim that far. There's a reason the sea needed to be opened up. We need God on our side, don't we? Not our own ability to swim or fish or be a bear. We need God on our side. And one of the things we've been looking at the whole way through is the fact that God has been working. God has been working to make sure that his promised seed, his promised savior, his promised redeemer would come into the world. You remember right at the very beginning, we saw that God promised a savior to save the people from their sin. And he said that he would bring this person someday. And so all the way through the Bible story, we see God doing a whole bunch of different things to make sure and to fulfill his plan to bring a savior. And we're going to see it again today. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you for your care for us. And we pray that you'd help us to trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I should say, here's the picture recap. There's getting too many pictures to spread them everywhere, so I've just put them into little categories like this to flick past us so we can see some of the different pictures that are going on. They're really great. You guys have been doing a really great job. I really, really love receiving your pictures every week. I get very excited to see what's going to come up and how you understand the story and the things that come from that. So let me just encourage you, kids, keep it up. Keep doing it. Keep sending it through. And if your parents are tired, just keep drawing them pictures and ask them to take the photo and send it through to me. That would be great. I really appreciate it. Well, today we're talking about kings. Not the Book of Kings, but just kings, you know, like kings that sit on a throne. Now, kings can be pretty scary, can't they? What do you reckon, Bob? Would you like to deal with one king and his army? Well, fair comment, Bob. Bob hasn't got hands, so fighting in an army is pretty hard. Yeah, that's a really fair comment. You're also very soft. No offense intended. Ryan, how would you feel about fighting a whole army and a king? Yeah, it would be a bit scary, wouldn't it? Well, in our story today, we're telling the story of the people of Israel not fighting one king, not fighting two kings, not even fighting three kings, but fighting like eight kings. A huge number of kings. And all their armies. You see, the people realized, the people of the land, you remember, that God was taking the people of Israel into a new land, into their promised land. And, well, the problem was there were some people in the promised land who didn't want to share their land. They didn't want to give up their land. They were only wanting to fight. They said, nope, we're going to fight back. And so they got their swords and their shields and their chariots and their horses, and they went to war. But they realized that by themselves, they might not be enough. You know, if old King Joe Bloggs over there decides he tries to fight Israel, he'll probably lose. But what if he gets all his mates? So old King Joe Bloggs goes and gets his mates and he says, let's go waste these guys. So they turn up with all their armies, a huge group of people. And God says to Joshua, I'm going to be with you. See, Joshua was leading the people now. Moses had died and Joshua had taken his place. And God said to Joshua, do not be afraid. I will be with you. I will fight for my people. And so off Joshua and the kings and Israel all go to war. And Joshua and the army march out that day, and they're at a huge disadvantage. They've got way less people. But, what the other armies don't have, you guessed it, Bob, what the other armies don't have is God on their side. And you know, there's a passage in the Bible that says, the battle is not won by strength, the battle is not won by the horse, but the battle is won by the Lord. And that's a really good reminder, isn't it? Well, they went to war that day, and there was way more enemies than there were friends. Humans, that is. But they had God on their side. So they charged to war, and they were fighting, and they started, well, I was going to say they started to win, but they didn't really start to win. Actually, God fought against the kings. And God fought against them, and God started to win the war for Israel. And you know what Joshua did? Halfway through the fight, they were winning. Halfway through the fight, they were doing well, and they were starting to win, and they were pushing their enemies back. But the day was getting short, you know, like he could see the sun was starting to come down, and he wanted to have the victory. He wanted to win. He didn't want to run out of time because it went dark. So he cried out and said, moon, stop. Sun, stop, so we can win this fight. And the Bible says that God listened to Joshua and made the sun stand still. Could you imagine that? The sun stopped moving. The day stopped. The earth stopped moving. Everything stopped until they had won the fight. because God was on the people's side. You know, if they had lost that fight, the people would have been destroyed. They would have been killed. The armies would have been dead. The people would have been taken away as captives. But God was on their side. But God wasn't just on their side. God was working out a plan. God was working out a plan to make sure, that his promise would be fulfilled. And do you remember what that promise is, Peter? Yes, that one day the seed of the woman would come. Who was the woman, Ryan? Can't remember her name? Okay, I'll ask the kids for you. Kids, what was the woman's name? No, it wasn't Meshabala. I'm not quite sure where you came up with that one from. It was, yeah, that's right, it was Eve. Good job. I don't know where I got that name from either, Bob. Don't ask. I come up with random things. You should know this by now. You want a question too? Okay. What's 37? No, I'm joking. So, oh, you actually wanted a question. Okay. So, if Israel had been destroyed, what would have been the biggest problem? That's right. We'd have no seed. There'd be no seed from the woman. That promise would never be fulfilled. And if that promise would never be fulfilled, you know what? We would never get to know Jesus. We would never get to know God. We would always be stuck in our sin and we would be punished. But God loves us. And so God made sure. He worked all things together perfectly in his plan, protecting his people, fighting for his people. But he fought for them, but he also fought for a much greater purpose, so that one day Jesus, his son, could come into the world. And so he prepared a people, as we saw in Egypt. He led them through the sea, as we saw last week, and he defended them before enemies. And he does the same thing for you and I. You know, we can be confident too, because we have God on our side. We can say, I will not be afraid, because God is with me. Just like Joshua could. And so let me encourage you not to be afraid as you face different problems in your life, but just to trust in God, knowing that he is working things together to bring about a good plan. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for your love for us. We pray that you'd help us to trust you. Thank you that you protected Israel and that you kept your promise alive so that that way Jesus could come into the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for tuning in again. It's been great to hang out together just for a little bit. Anything else you'd like to add, Bob? Oh, well, yeah, that's a fair comment. We didn't talk about that, did we? Bob got a new nose. I wonder if you noticed. Did you notice Bob got a new nose? Well, Micah, he sent in a few pictures. He decided to make up a new nose for Bob. Bob was very appreciated. And appreciated? Appreciative. Thankful. Bob was very grateful that he got a new nose. And Shanette, who sent in a picture, she's my daughter, and I can't sew. Well, I can't, okay, technically I can sew, but I can't sew good. I sew really bad. So, either way, Shanette did surgery. I forgot. I was going to get a picture, but I forgot. I'll try and remember next week. We've got a picture of Bob going into surgery and Shanette giving him a nose job. And so, voila, he has a wonderful new nose. So that's very exciting. Either way, I look forward to seeing you next week. I hope you're ready for church on Sunday, and we'll see you to hear about story number 11. Don't forget to send in your pictures, and I'll see you then. God's richest blessings. Have a great day.